All right, Baruch Hashem, we are on day number 6 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. As explained, we're not going straight through Sefer HaMitzvos because the way that we do it is we study the mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvos, which correspond to the subject matter being studied in the daily study of 3 chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. Now, in the 3 chapters a day of Mishneh Torah, we are currently still in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the laws of the foundations of Torah, and specifically in chapters 4, 5, and 6. So corresponding to chapters 4, 5, and 6 of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, we have 3 mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvos to study today. The first of which is positive commandment number 3, the mitzvah to love Hashem. Like it says, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You should love the Lord your God. Now, the classic question cited by the Rambam is the question of the Sifri. How can one be commanded to have an emotion? You can't just will yourself to experience an emotion of the heart. And the answer of the Sifri, cited by the Rambam, is that the commandment actually is not to have the emotion. The commandment is to engage in a process that you can will yourself to engage in that will result in the emotion. Okay, very well. What is that process that you can will yourself to engage in that will result in love? That process is meditation. And this is what the Sifri says. If you're perplexed by the commandment, V'yohavta Hashem Elokecha, you should love the Lord your God. So just read the next verse after that. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela sh'aneichim tzavachayim al levavecha. These words I command you today, you should have on your heart. What does it mean to have words on your heart? To have words on your heart means to focus your mind and to contemplate these ideas, and that will bring you to love. So the commandment to love Hashem is actually the commandment to meditate on matters that will bring you to feel love of Hashem. Also, another aspect of this mitzvah, which the Rambam mentions, is that if one loves Hashem, one has to tell others about the greatness of Hashem. Like Avraham Avinu, the first champion of monotheism, he didn't just keep a good thing to himself. He went out and he told the world. So that's very important as well, that we go out and we tell others about Hashem. So that's the mitzvah of loving Hashem, positive commandment number 3. Positive commandment number 4. Well, it sort of goes hand in hand with the previous mitzvah of loving Hashem. It's the corresponding emotion, fearing Hashem. Fearing Hashem. And just like the Rambam said about loving Hashem, the mitzvah isn't the emotion. The mitzvah is to engage in the thought process of meditation, which results in the emotion. So too with fearing Hashem, the same exact thing. To think about matters that will bring you to fear of Hashem. Now, what's interesting is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam really focuses on, when he says you should think about matters that will bring you to fear of Hashem, he basically says you should think about the punishments for, God forbid, transgressing God's will. That's actually a low level of fear called Yiras Oynish. There are loftier levels of fear where it's not about fear of anything bad happening to me. It's more about the awe that one feels when one contemplates the grandeur of God and feels overwhelmed. For that, you have to look in the Mishneh Torah, but you don't have to look any further than today's 3-chapter study of Mishneh Torah. So if you look in chapter 4 of Mishneh Torah, Halacha 12, he says over there, he's summing up the first 4 chapters of Mishneh Torah are what the Rambam says is called Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava. Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Bereishis, what are these ideas? These are basically the natural and the supernatural order of things. These are deep philosophical and theological ideas, as well as the physics and the metaphysics of God's creation. So he says at the end of sort of wrapping up that whole discussion, as mentioned, chapter 4, Halacha 12, that if you'll contemplate on these matters that we've just taught you, he says, "Bizman she'odim mizbeinin bidvar mo'elu," when someone will think about these matters, meaning the content of the first 4 chapters of Mishneh Torah's Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, it will bring you to awe of Hashem. So over there, he's not talking about fear of punishment. He's talking about an awe that one feels as a result of contemplating how great Hashem is, and as a consequence, feeling insignificant and overwhelmed, but not in a sense of fearing negative consequences, more just in a sense of being in awe of Hashem's grandeur. So it's always good to look in the Mishneh Torah. And just my conjecture here, but Mishneh Torah was written to be accessible to everyone, not just scholars. And really, I do encourage everybody to level up and attempt to study the Mishneh Torah. However, having said that, Sefer HaMitzvahs is probably even more accessible. And indeed, Mishneh Torah was written in Hebrew and Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic to be accessible to people who don't know Hebrew. So it might be sort of accordingly that the level of awe of Hashem that the Rambam describes in Sefer HaMitzvahs is the most rudimentary, the most basic level, the lowest level. Whereas in Mishneh Torah, he gets into higher levels of awe of Hashem. Just a thought. Okay, the third mitzvah we have today is positive commandment number 9, and that is Kiddush Hashem. Now, we use the term Kiddush Hashem colloquially to mean making a good impression that makes people like Jews and Judaism and Torah and Hashem, which is a valid way of using the term. But the proper definition of the mitzvah, the biblical commandment of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name, means that if, God forbid, a Jew is threatened, and I say a Jew specifically because a non-Jew is not commanded to do this, a non-Jew is not commanded to give up his or her life in order to refuse to worship idolatry. The non-Jew should save his or her own life and live rather than to they should save their life and not reject the idolatry. But a Jew is commanded that if he is told or she is told to worship an idol or we will kill you, the Jew should give up his or her life. Also interesting, if you look in today's Mishneh Torah, as I said, we're in Hilchos Yisodei Torah 4, 5, and 6. So in chapter 5 of Hilchos Yisodei Torah, specifically Halacha 3, he makes it clear that the requirement to give up one's life doesn't only have to be in a case where the threat was worship idols or we will kill you. If there is a situation where there is a systematic attack upon Judaism, what we call a time of gezeira, a time of organized decrees on behalf of the government or on orchestrated by the government to bring Jewish people away from Judaism. So in such a case like that, which unfortunately existed throughout history, then a Jew would be obligated to give up his or her life for any mitzvah, not just to resist worshiping idols. And unfortunately, we have many, many cases throughout history where Jews did have to give up their lives. Certainly, it is more pleasant and it is more inspiring, I think, at least personally, to live for Hashem than to die for Hashem. Living for Hashem is something you can do every day for the rest of your life. Dying for Hashem is a one-off. You can only do it once. And this brings us back to the first mitzvah today, which is, if you love Hashem, go tell the world about Hashem. We can even do that with Mesiras Nefesh. We can make a Kiddush Hashem by going around, and even if it makes us uncomfortable, we can put our ego on the side and we could tell the world about the greatness of God. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.